A letter from Henry Livingston to his grandson, Sidney Breese, then a young lawyer on the frontier in Illinois, and later the U.S. Senator from Illinois and the Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court. Poughkeepsie, July 2, 1820. Dear grandson, Sidney Breese, the chain of correspondence between yourself and this household must soon become rusty. By our fault it never shall. You are yet, I suppose, at Brownsville, and of course I will direct there. You have mentioned a removal to Vandalia. Perhaps you are there now. You journey over the promised land like Abraham of old. Like him you will fix at last, and like him may you become a mighty man and head of a numerous and dignified race. When you have chosen a Sarah, in due time bring her with you and create a holiday in this country of the rising sun. Say, 5 days ago, I received a line from your father, dropped from the steamboat in his way to Albany. About a month since, and your grandma went to New York. They intended calling here on their return, but the boat got to the Poughkeepsie Wharf in the dead of the night, and it was inconvenient at that unreasonable hour to leave the ship. It appears the 4th of July is to be celebrated in a novel style in the land of your nativity. All the boats of the canal are to move in divisions from Utica, Whitesboro, Rome, etc., finally assembling at Salina, then display the ensigns of festivity and keep it up. The re-election of George Clinton is an event auspicious to the great canal. It now will go through without the least doubt. I very much wish your people would do something in a similar way and meet us either at Sandusky or Chicago. Sooner or later it will come to pass. The day will come when you yourself, Madame at your side, with a blooming little Isaac in her lap, seated in an elegant gondola, will in one fortnight glide along from Illinois to Dutchess. My old eyes, I think, will not, but other eyes will behold and bless them. Marry, my dear child. Marry in early life. Marry a respectable, amiable young woman. You thereon give a pledge to society that you will never give up the political ship. With some experience, I announce that celibacy is good, but marriage is better. Your papa mentions that Sam sailed in the Hornet, say a week since, I believe, to the coast of Africa to aid in suppressing the slave trade. Consistent America! Send armed vessels 3,000 miles to shut the door against slaves and open a portal for their admission at home. On Tuesday, the 20th ultimo, 1/3 of the best part of the city of Troy was conflagrated. Loss, say, $200,000. Within a 12-month past, the losses by fire in the United States has been immense, and they will continue until a safer mode of constructing buildings shall become general. A modern American house is none other than a tinderbox, post, beams, braces, and rafters of white pine, sided with white pine and roofed with white pine, or whole cedar shingles, and the whole smeared over with linseed oil. In a July drought, what more inflammable can be conceived? In the city of Paris, a fire is scarcely heard of, because in Paris it is almost impossible to set a house on fire. Every door and window frame and every flight of stairs are of cut stone, the roofing of slate or tiles, and much of the flooring of marble or tiles. Governor Jay has a home in Broadway formed on the European model. I saw it while building, and is, in my opinion, one of the strongest and safest edifices in the United States. Whenever you build, my son, crowd in as much brick or stone as you can, and roof with slate tiles or sheet tin if you can get the materials. But if you must shingle, cover it once a year with lime made into wash by strongly salted water. You and Charles, I trust, will ever embrace when you meet. I exclaim with the evangelist John, little children, love one another. Persuade Charles to marry some estimable Occidental lady. If she has a few acres of prairie, the better. His profession even is pointing to matrimony. I shall write to him soon. By the by, he owes me this moment 2 letters. That same oldest boy of mine I think will do very well, and I anticipate that he will be one of my sturdiest props in my old age. He has a spirit and perseverance that can dash down obstacles. Your grandmama and aunts and uncles all love you and, in their turns, will write to you. I once mentioned a wish that you would obtain from Mr. Birkbeck a memoir of forming artificial stone of rammed earth for the use of our agricultural society. Perhaps, however, you do not often see that gentleman. Adieu, my excellent boy. I leave you in the safe keeping of that power, whose goodness is as extensive as his might. Again, farewell. Henry Livingston.